listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 20. Today's episode tackles a critical, timely, and often unsettling topic. And that's political gaslighting. What it is and how it shows up and how we can protect ourselves from its effects. I'll explore how political influencers, cable networks, and social media creators profit from our confusion, fear, and outrage, turning public manipulation into a very, 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 very big business. And of course, I'll end with some tips and strategies on how to stay grounded, well-informed, and mentally strong. So let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. Gaslighting is a psychological manipulation tactic where someone tries to make you question your reality, memory, or perceptions. It's often used in abusive relationships, but in recent years, it's become a prominent feature of the political landscape. Political gaslighting is when politicians, media figures, or influencers distort facts, deny reality, or spin narratives so effectively that the public begins to doubt what's true. Some common phrases that signal gaslighting include, "That never happened," "You're overreacting," "Fake news," and "Everyone knows this is true, why don't you?" These statements are designed not to convince you with evidence, but to undermine your critical thinking. So let's look at a few historical and modern day examples. The first one, the big lie, and election denialism. Despite multiple courts and bipartisan officials confirming the 2020 U.S. election was secure, many leaders continue to push narrative that it was stolen. This repeated denial is classic gaslighting. Next is rewriting history. Some leaders downplay or distort events like the January 6th Capitol attack, describing it as a tourist visit, despite widespread video evidence. This is a form of collective gaslighting aimed at reframing public memory. Weaponizing identity politics. Issues like racial justice, reproductive rights, or LGBTQ+ protections are often flipped. Those who protest discrimination are painted as oppressors. This manipulation flips the reality on its head to confuse and discredit movements. And then there's the COVID-19 denialism. Throughout the pandemic, we saw leaders contradict medical advice, discredit public health experts, and sow doubt around science, all while positioning themselves as truth tellers. This isn't just about difference of opinions. This is about distorting reality for power and control. So in the next segment, I'm going to share how political gaslighting has become profitable. So here's the darker truth. Political gaslighting is indeed profitable. News networks and online creators thrive on engagement, And nothing gets people talking, checking, and fighting like emotionally charged, fear-based content. Here's how it works. Cable networks. Opinion shows on major networks rely on outrage to maintain viewership. That anger drives revenue. Social media creators. Political influencers, many with no journalistic background, push divisive topics that go viral. They make money from affiliate links, sponsorships, or Patreon donations and YouTube ad revenue. And then you have algorithms. Facebook, TikTok, or X reward content that gets extreme reactions. Content designed to upset you, intentionally misleading or engaging, is prioritized in your feed. This isn't about truth. It's about clicks, views, and dollars. Gaslighting isn't just frustrating, it's psychologically harmful. It can cause cognitive dissonance, and that's where your brain struggles to reconcile conflicting information. Anxiety and confusion. You may feel overwhelmed and unsure of what to believe. Learned helplessness. You begin to disengage because nothing feels trustworthy. And erosion of trust in institutions. This leads to political apathy, which benefits those in power. You might hear yourself or others say, "It's all rigged anyway," or "I can't keep up with the lies," or "I just don't care anymore." This emotional burnout is exactly what political gaslighters want. Because when we disengage, they are more in control. So let's shift into empowerment. And here's how to guard your mental health and avoid becoming a victim of political gaslighting. The first is to diversify your information sources. Don't rely on one outlet and read from different perspectives, left, right, or center. Fact-check everything. Use websites like factcheck.org and pause before sharing emotionally charged posts. Understand your triggers. Political gaslighting often plays on emotion, anger, fear, and pride. Notice when content makes you feel activated and take a breath. Set healthy boundaries. Limit your time on polarizing platforms. Don't engage in online arguments that leave you feeling drained. And remember, not every battle deserves your energy. And last is to stay grounded. Practice mindfulness. Journal your thoughts when you feel confused. And talk to trusted people who value truth and dialogue. Gaslighting works because it chips away at your confidence in what's real. But the more aware you are, the harder it becomes for others to manipulate your perception. Remember, you're allowed to question authority, challenge narratives, and protect your peace. Don't give your mental clarity away for free. In a world full of spin, stay grounded in truth.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.